joined by three members of the Twin Cedars cross-country squad, Cheyenne Bruns, Riley Duncan, and Andrew Friel from the boys' team. Riley, I will start with you. How was the race as we talk after the Knoxville Invitational?
It went pretty good. It was a hot one out there, and this course is definitely one of those hilly ones, but got to use the hills to your advantage, and overall it went pretty well.
As far as the weather, I mean, it was started out really hot in August and cooled off, and now it's back to summer weather. I mean, you know, how do you adjust to the change of the weather here?
It's really hard to adjust because it goes from being super cold to super hot. But one good thing is we didn't run last week when it was kind of cold, so I guess we've just been running in the hotness, so we're kind of used to it at this point.
Cheyenne, how'd your race go? I know I talked to you pre-race. You were a little nervous about the, maybe not nervous, but, think, okay, this is a tough course. Tough course, but you made it through, and looks like you had a pretty good finish.
Yeah, it was difficult. This is one I don't really like, but I will come out and run if I have to, and I'll push through it until the end. I might fall at the finish line, but I still get through it.
What makes this course tough? Is it the hilly up and downs, or is it just, the weather? What's tough about Pine Knolls here?
It's a combination of all of it, the weather and the hills. There's just so many more uphills than there is downhills, and you don't get the momentum of going downhills at every single hill that you go up.
Andrew, as the only boy cross-country runner for Twin Cedars, what's that like, knowing that you're kind of just running for yourself during the boys' race?
Well, I just stay positive and try to stick with the goal and try to be able to stay up with people and just pace,
How is your season going? I know it's, you've been talking to Coach and you've been cutting down your times little by little.
Oh, it's going pretty good. During practice, I try to push Riley a little bit, and I just try to stay positive.
I know Riley, Coach has always talked about, a lot of the kids trying to stay up with you. What is that like to kind of be that leader, not only on the course, but, kind of off the course as well?
That's something that I definitely look up to, and I like them pushing me, No one's usually up there with me, so them being up there makes me push myself, even though I still try to push myself to be the best that I can be without them. It still helps, and having them as teammates really just is really good.
Two straight times the state meet. I know you want to make it a third straight time. What do you got to do from now till you get to that qualifier to be in position?
Definitely just keep running and go work the hills every single day. Get out there, give 110%, and know that that's my goal. And to be able to do that, I can't just sit on the couch. You have to get out there and you have to work and you have to be willing to want to achieve that goal.
Moving forward, Cheyenne, what's some goals? I know, it's kind of been a dream to make a state. What's the ultimate goal for you at the end of the season?
Beat my times from my best meet that I've had, which was like Albia, which was a really good time for me. That was the best time I've had in high school, but beat that and also make it to state.
Andrew, what's, your best, goal for you coming up?
Best goal for me is just to keep improving. If I don't improve, I just try to stay up to my best and be a teammate.
All right. Cheyenne Bruns, Riley Duncan, Andrew Friel, good luck to you, and thank you very much.